know, again, Monday morning is upon us. Aren't you glad that you made it through the weekend?
Wow.
How many people listened to a baseball game or watched a baseball game over the weekend? Raise your hands, please. Look at all those people. The amount of listening, I've seen numbers that equal 30% increase in those listening to games, the Pittsburgh Pirates, the Chicago Cubs. Oh, yeah, the San Diego. The Los Angeles Dodgers.
Oh, yes, yes, uh-huh. Tough weekend for them, but hey, you know, it's
the
really...
Red Stockings lost their first home opener in 10 years. Anyway.
Don't worry, Dodgers did the same thing.
Signs of spring are upon us, and that's a good thing. It was 54, 55 degrees in the farm yesterday. A lot of cleanup, had visitors. We had about 140 people come over the course of the weekend to work on cleaning things up, and we finally got all the rest of the building down that had come down during the snowstorm, and now working, making progress and trying to put some new buildings up. So it's a wonderful time of year. The baseball season.
Baseball.
The growing season.
Been very, very good to me.
Yeah, it's good to you and good to me. Let's see what we can find out about the essence of conversation over the weekend. Jennifer Horn is here with Ken Kessler, here to opine on things with you at 888-302-3684. Help us up to that line, or to Jennifer or Ken or Doug at DougStefan.com, or to Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day. I don't think, Kenny, in the last hour we spent any time talking about what our listeners may or may not have said about the latest from the South Indian Ocean, faint pings, maybe, possibly. I'm going through my Roger's Thesaurus at the
That's
moment.
That's very good.
Yes, right.
Perhaps.
So the play, yeah, right,
perhaps.
Exactly. So the Chinese ships out there, Australian ships are out there. Experts say the orange boxes will stop pinging before much time elapses. So what sort of cautious comments do we have, or are they not cautious? They don't have to be cautious comments from our listeners on that.
Nick says, every lead so far has been, quote, the most promising lead so far, end
yeah.
quote, and still no plane.
Mm-hmm. Well, the ocean's about 14 and a half miles deep there. I don't think, didn't we hear from some source that the ping machine only reads down to 800 feet?
Yeah, the Chinese one only does 600 feet.
600 feet, okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's go. How
I go back again. You know, I have a CNN app on my iPad, and I was reading before I went to bed last night, and all of a sudden, ding, 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 all these alerts come in from CNN that they've, you know, possibly, as you said, perhaps they might have located these pings, and there was going to be a press conference at midnight, and blah, blah, blah. You go to the CNN website, and it's all speculation about what could have happened to this plane. Not
yeah.
one bit
yeah.
of real... I mean, that's the whole page.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
It's all speculation about the
yeah.
plane.
Yeah. All right, anything else, Kenny, that you want to add?
Sure. Conrad says, how long can CNN milk this with the breaking news headlines when so far they found nothing? Will CNN be interrupting the 2016 presidential debates with breaking news?
Let's hope so.
What else they found in the ocean?
The flowers are blooming. That's what I want on the CNN headline page. 888-302-3684. By the way, just to go back to the baseball listenership, you know that the listenership among women is way up. Last year there was an interest. I don't know why that is, but the fact that women are listening almost as much as men are to baseball says something about women interested in sports or certain types of sports. Not the case with football. Certainly not the case with hockey, although Jennifer loves
what?
Hockey, and she'd be happy to tell you.
I think all these women are finally just catching up with me.
Oh, you think that's what it is?
I think so.
Listenership among Red Sox listeners up 25% over last year. I find that pretty interesting.
This story provided to you by the Boston Red Sox.
Well, I'm just looking at opening days, opening day numbers. You could say, I bet you could say if you did some, I'm looking at Chicago Cubs numbers, same thing. Cincinnati Reds number, same thing. Jennifer, San Francisco Giants number, same thing. I don't see any numbers for the Dodgers.
Oh, wait, I just choked on you saying the Giants.
Well, trying to make sure everybody knows what's going on. Speaking of what's going on at sea, a U.S. Navy ship came to the rescue of a family with a sick baby yesterday. Charlotte and Eric Kaufman were 2 weeks into their trip to sail the world with their daughter. The lady, young lady's name is Lyra, L-Y-R-A. She developed a fever and a rash covering most of her body, was not responding to medications, making matters worse. The boat lost steering and communication abilities about 900 miles off the coast of Mexico. They sent a satellite call for help to the Coast Guard. California Air National Guard crew parachuted to the water, reached the boat. The crew stabilized the girl and stayed with the family until a naval ship could take them ashore. So that's good. I think these are the sorts of things that we ought to be doing with the Navy, frankly. Mm-hmm. I think the Navy, Coast Guard, that's what they're in part. We always think about the Navy, especially not necessarily the Coast Guard, as being sort of defensive. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
But no.
Not necessarily after the day-to-day good stuff that
happened. No, not at all. Okay, so that's good news. She went to San Diego for medical report and reportedly is going to watch a San Diego Padres game while she's there. And Ken happens to be in San Diego as well.
Allergies have really got my throat today. Yeah, excuse me.
They certainly do. 13 past the hour on Good Day.
Scooter hopped on the horn and called up Geico to save himself some cashola.
In 1986, Clarissa gagged on a spoon when her insurance bill was way high. So she switched over to Geico and was like way amped with her savings.
OMG. In 2010, Sienna's parents got their savings on with Geico right after her Totes Awesome Sweet 16. That's nothing to LOL about.
Over the past 75 years, the expressions have changed, but one thing hasn't. Saving money with Geico.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
When you had to write a paper on Abraham Lincoln, you didn't write it the night before it was due. You wrote it on the way to school that morning. And sure, it had bus handwriting, but you had one heck of a weekend. Deadlines have never scared you. They're dead. What can they do? And now you've only got a few days left to do your taxes, and you're not even breaking a sweat. Because you know you can get on TurboTax whenever you want, answer a few questions about your year, and finish your taxes at the exact minute you planned. The last minute. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
It's the new year, and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 Tax Info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save, and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to intuit.turbotaxpreparationlist.com.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by June 30th, 2014. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends May 31st, 2014.
The Doug Stephan Good Day program, the Oscar Pistorius trial, has resumed.
We need a breaking news bumper, actually.
Really, do we?
Good day, breaking news.
So the defense is laying out its case that Mr. Pistorius could not have killed his girlfriend. Or I guess basically it was
no,
a tragic error.
Right.
They admitted to that, right?
It was a mistake.
Right, so I don't know if we can understand him and his accent or not, but we're going to listen for a few minutes to the trial as he takes the stand on his own behalf.
My legs between the ankle and the knee joints.
They did so when I was 11 months old, and when I was 13 months old, I got my first prosthetic leg, which was a conical shape. It wasn't really a prosthetic leg with a foot, but I learned how to stand up with them and to move around, and I walked when I was 17 months old, and then on really fairly regular intervals, I had to get prosthetics made because I was growing, and
the technology they had in those days wasn't very good.
So
he said he put his legs on. They're probably establishing his disability.
The prosthetic feet just weren't very comfortable, so I got them done fairly regularly.
What was your mother's approach to you not, you, with you born with this disability?
Wait,
you want to listen to more of this?
I wanted to hear what was wrong with his mother. Come on.
His mother was nothing wrong with his mother. She had, the question was whether or not, how she supported him. All right, listen to them.
Trips, so I must find a sport to do. And she never made me feel any different to the rest of the kids.
Had this guy not murdered somebody, I would be in tears right now.
Really? Why?
This something that should hold me back. So she.
Because this dude has overcome a lot in his life. Say what you will about what he just did, because that's not cool at all.
To pursue,
not trying to give him any props here. But he had a lot to overcome his whole life. A lot of people would have just given up and accepted being in a chair. This guy did not do that.
No, I understand all of that. But the that doesn't take away from the fact that he shot this girl.
Exactly, that's what I just said. But if you didn't know what he did, you would actually like go. It would be heartbreaking.
Is this sympathy for the jury? Is that the way this is going to play out?
Mm-hmm.
Sympathy for the jury. Okay. So here's another case of a story that's going to hit a jury sooner or later. A college party after a Dodgers game. I just threw that in because it's not really part of the story, but I wanted Jennifer.
I know where you're going.
Descended into a massive brawl over the weekend, resulting in the arrest of 100 people. 44 people went to the hospital. The violence erupted in the beachside community known as Isla Vista during the annual spring break party known as Deltopia. I'm guessing that the group was a group of Delts. How's that? You think I'm safe on that one?
Yeah, I think so. Bunch of Delta pilots, perhaps?
I wasn't thinking that. I was thinking more of a Greek organization. 15,000 people in attendance at the event near the University of California, Santa Barbara. Authorities say escalated after campus police officer was hit in the face with a backpack filled with large bottles of alcohol. Members of the crowd then began throwing rocks, bricks, and bottles at officers. There's a good way to win friends and influence people. Right. You know, you've got to wonder about the mob mentality. Driver in Detroit, critical condition, beaten by a mob for accidentally hitting a boy with his car. He struck an 11-year-old outside of a gas station, got out of the car to check the boy, was attacked by 12 men who lived in the neighborhood. They fled in different directions when the police came in. The boy had a broken leg. The driver was worse off, had severe head injuries than the kid that he ran into because of the beating. You know, this is part of, I want to talk about this later on in this hour, what happens in the mob mentality as demonstrated in the movie Noah. 21 past the hour on Good Day.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
freezedryguy.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, for those of you who love Star Wars, this is a wonderful version of the Star Wars theme. There was a recent video of the day at DougStephan.com. It's being played on the world's largest indoor theater pipe organ.
It sounds cool.
Does it? Crank it up there, Evan. See somebody moving across the bench, hitting all of the... This requires real talent, by the way, to play one of these big church organs. You know, the feet move, hands move, pulling out the stops on the organ to get different tones and effects. Isn't that cool? How long is this, Kenny? That's terrific, I think. The Star Wars theme played on an indoor theater pipe. Where was this, Kenny, by the way?
I think this was somewhere in Indiana. This is an historic pipe organ. It's the largest one in America.
Yeah. This sound, I just can't get over how great it sounds. And what great memories it's bringing back to me of singing in the choirs and watching Ralph Macklin, who's the choir director and the organist, play that organ. Wow. And I remember at Trinity Church in Tiffin and the various churches we sang in around the country and around the world. I remember when I was a kid at Heidelberg singing a college concert choir. Just thrilling stuff. All right, good. Very good stuff. So you check the whole thing out by going to DougStephan.com and give yourself a few minutes to listen to that. Meanwhile, on Friday night's Jimmy Fallon show, I'm sort of beginning to take to him a little bit, Jen.
I knew it would happen someday.
Yeah, I just don't like him going off. He doesn't need to do the voices. He just needs to have a sense of humor. I saw him in a movie. I didn't realize he'd done some movies. He was on a... I was watching him going to sleep last night. He was in a movie with Barrymore.
Drew Barrymore. Yeah, well, here's a little piece of fun trivia for you.
Yeah, that's right. That's what we call Fever Pitch.
Drew Barrymore is best friends with his wife. They run a production company together.
Oh, okay. All right, got it. All right, so anyway, Jimmy Fallon from Friday night.
The big story right now is the ongoing conflict with Russia. And now McDonald's announced that it has closed three restaurants in Crimea because of the tension in the region. Then Putin said, "It's good to hear. Even I don't have a weapon as destructive as McRib." Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. You will be loving it. We have to love it.
Yes.
You see this yesterday at the Vatican. Queen Elizabeth met with Pope Francis for the first time. Yep, the Queen gave the Pope a bottle of whiskey, while the Pope gave her a small stone globe. In other words, each of them forgot they were meeting and ran to the nearest gift shop at the airport.
Wow, thank you. Thank you for this keychain.
And a John Grisham novel. Wow, a giant Toblerone. Well, they don't serve me.
He can drop the Putin stuff, but he actually does have a good sense of humor. 28 after on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Bob Schrum and Tori Clark. Coming right up, how will Obamacare affect the politics of 2014-2016?
Hi, I'm Alicia Keys. HIV is a women's issue, and we're not talking about it enough. Of the more than a million people living with HIV in the U.S. today, one in four is a woman. And as mothers, daughters, sisters, and friends, many of us have loved ones who've been affected. And even if you don't think you know someone, I bet you do. Go to Greater Than AIDS on Facebook so we can break the silence, start the dialogue, and tell me how you are empowered to make a difference. Together, we are empowered.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Schrum and Clark. Based on polls and party intensity, will Obamacare have a big impact politically on the 2014 election or the 2016 one?
Obviously, it increases the likelihood of Republicans can win in those swing states. It's compelling. It is an important issue to many, many people because it's unpopular.
So your conclusion is based on polling data?
Polling data, reading everything I can possibly read, talking to any number of people out there. It's not the only issue. In a lot of states, including the swing states, it's not the only thing Republicans running for office will use, but in many places, it's a compelling one.
The first thing is we have to be very careful about these numbers. 47% favor Obamacare, 49% against it. You have to understand that a whole bunch of the people in that 49% don't like Obamacare because they think it should have gone further, not because they think it should be repealed. The second thing is we have a lesson from history here, and it was 1994 when Bill Clinton had the failed health care plan, and you had a lot of Democrats who went out there and ran away from Clinton, and they mostly did very badly. They have to say, you voted 51 times to let insurance companies cut off coverage when people get really sick. I mean, even before you get to the uninsured, you have some really powerful arguments.
This is your host, Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute with Bob Schrum and...
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Sunday newspapers about the Medicaid realities. And you know what? When I read these things, all they do is disturb me.
Oh. Well, then don't read them, Doug.
I'll stop reading and get back to talking. It's 33 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler. The discussion of the movie Noah, speaking of things that are distracting. How many people over the weekend have got to see Noah? I guess it's been out now. This is the second, so it'll be 10 days. The reports that I heard before I went were that I probably wouldn't like the violence. Well, the people that told me that were right. I didn't like the violence. As a matter of fact, I found it so dismaying, I slept very little on Saturday night.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you slept through it.
No, I wish I had left, actually. We got ready to leave a couple of times. It bothered Meredith, too.
It was bad?
Oh, so awful. It was ridiculous. Way over the top in terms of the way it was portrayed. It wasn't just the violence. It was the way it was done. Just way, way too much. And so descriptive and whether it was to bring home the point of how bad the earth had become and then it needed to be washed away. I will tell you something, metaphorically, there were a lot of things in the movie that I brought around to today and thinking about how the things that, again, this is a story in the Bible, whether it's true or not. There are plenty of people who would say it's in the Bible, therefore it's true. Others who would say it's a story. Well, whatever it is, and whether it's true or it's not true, the essence of what it depicts in terms of the human reality, the way we are, the way we were then as beings, and the way we are now as beings, in my mind, bring us into a similar pattern. So, will the earth get washed away with floods and we start over again? Or will something else happen that will destroy mankind and give the chance to the earth to cleanse itself and start over again? Who knows? But when I see some of the things that, never mind what I see, what you see, what we all see. Here's an example of what I don't consider to be a great good day story, but because we're talking about what's going on in the news, many of you may have heard about that 10-year-old girl in Georgia who was shot and killed by her brother. The young girl had asked her brother if she could hold a 12-gauge shotgun. While her brother was making sure the gun wasn't loaded, it went off. So, why do we have these things going on too regular a basis? And then you get into these other stories. I mean, this is an accident, but why does it need to happen? Well, you know, you can get down to the argument about guns and why who was it that invented, who figured out that you could put something in? This is one of those fascinating things, like, who decided that you could pick up that weed from the ground and dry it and smoke it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the many things.
Or all the things that we eat. Who thought that?
Yeah. So who figured out that you could put pieces of metal together somehow or other and create an object you could put into the barrel of this thing and fire it?
Weapons have long been a part of our
No, I understand that, but I'm just thinking,
flight.
What sort of mind, and I'm not even being critical of the mind. I think it's an amazing reality, frankly, and a testament to human ingenuity that someone could, in his or her mind, construct an object into which you could put another object and put it together with something like gunpowder and, you know, cock it, fire it, create a spark, and boom, the gun goes off. And think about the rapid fire of some of the guns that are around now. It's pretty amazing, isn't it? When you think about it. I know I always think about things that way and people look at me strangely. I just find it fascinating to think about not the issue of gun control and all the other stuff, because that's old hat, but who figured out. Some people say, oh, Samuel Colt. No, I think Colt was just a manufacturer. I think it goes back a long ways. Muskets, right? What was the gun before the musket? Anybody remember? 888-302-3684. What historians do we have when it comes to guns and gun manufacturing, gun building, gun making, that can add a little light to that, shed some information on... I'm curious. I don't know the answer. I'm sure I could look it up, but it's more interesting to hear from people that may know. 888-302-3684. Meanwhile, not a question most governments involved in the hunt for the Malaysia Airlines flight want to answer, but I want to know how much this search is costing.
Yeah, it's not free. There's no Groupon for
the U.S. bill alone has run into the millions of dollars. Some countries like China have devoted more ships and planes to the effort than the Americans have. Australia is spending more than $500,000 a day on this thing. Governments and military experts say it's difficult to come up with a full estimate. I think last week we heard a number of $4 million an hour. The planes and boats, the amount of personnel on land, this is a large number. But does it have any meaning? Would it? I mean, think about paying for the boats and the planes and the pilots and the sailors. We have to pay for them anyway. So, what's the big deal? They're doing something. This is good training, says a senior analyst for the Defense Department. More than two dozen countries playing some sort of role in this search. China, Australia, Malaysia, U.S., Britain, New Zealand, Japan, South Korea. There are 9 planes out there right now, including 3 civil aircraft, 14 ships in that 234,000 square mile search area. Malaysia declining to answer questions for the folks at home. See, you couldn't get away with this here. The defense minister there says it's immaterial. You think you ask that question over here, you're going to get that answer and get away with it? U.S. Department of Defense has allocated millions of dollars to help search. This is on top of what it would cost them to be doing exercises, be out in the ocean anyway. So the only real expense we have is the diesel fuel that it took to run the ships out to this area. And even that, I mean, if they're out there on maneuvers, they're going to be using fuel. So maybe there is something to this. All these people that are yammering about how much it costs, is it really costing that much? And is it worth it? That's the question. And I think the answer to that is yes, given the fact that it really isn't that expensive when looking at it that way. Anybody else? Jenny?
No, I'm with you.
Ken?
Do you call me Jenny, by the way?
I did, just for variety's sake.
I know, it took me by surprise, but right. Me.
Jenny!
That's since grade school.
Mm-hmm. All right, so Ken, what do you think?
No, I'm with you.
Thank you.
Wow, this hardly ever happens, right?
I know. All right, let's see here. The new Cold War, U.S. and Russia. A new Cold War. The Kremlin is planning the infrastructure of Crimea as part of Russia. They need to invest a lot of money. And some people say, let them do it because they don't have any money. Well, we don't either. We haven't. That hasn't stopped us.
I don't see us rolling in it right now.
Right. Remember Zbigniew Brzezinski? Right? Zbigniew Brzezinski. Remember him?
No.
You remember him?
No.
That's a great name.
He was the security advisor to Jimmy Carter. His daughter is Mika, who's
that's
on.
That's why I don't remember him.
Cup of Joe.
Born at the end of the Carter administration.
Really? Okay.
Yes.
Anyway, he says that Putin's a thug, and he always had this. So there's nothing new there. There are a lot of Russian specialists who are being quoted on this, the military and their moves, and what Russia's trying to do. You know what? All of this is just hearsay, makes for great stories, so we can make Putin a bad guy. We always need a bad guy.
Yeah.
Right? Don't we
do.
Always? We got to find a bad guy. It's like
but
Jack
Putin
Bauer.
Is kind of a bad guy.
He is a bad guy. He's a legitimate bad guy.
Right.
And a good bad guy to be angry at or to get worried. Not worried about him, but get stirred up about him. Anyway, caller's coming up in a minute to explain my question about where guns came from. That's on the Good Day program. 888-302-DOUG. Folks, let's see if we can get rid of those bags and the puffiness under your eyes. Had a tough weekend, maybe. You don't really want to look at yourself in the mirror this morning because you know you're going to look like... Got it? You don't want to look like... Do you?
Just kill a duck.
I hope not. The new Genucel, made from stem cell therapy, which is directly focused on the bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes, is doing what men and women have been looking for a long time. That is dealing with the puffiness, get rid of the bags, that sort of thing, and do it gently, lightly, and quickly. Genucel starts working in 12 hours. Call 800-543-9262. That's 800-543-9262 to combat the wrinkles, facial lines, no nasty surgery or Botox. You've been hearing me talk about Genucel with stem cell technology, the new treatment for the bags and puffiness under your eyes, for quite a while. I cannot believe what I read from some of you who send me things like, I love the product, I use it under my eyes, around my cheekbones, on my eyelids. So if you'd like to order Genucel right now and have your face look amazing, you'll get, by the way, when you mention my name, a jar of the legendary Esotique wrinkle treatment for your entire face. 800-543-9262. I was getting ahead of myself. Ask for express shipping. That's free as well. Ladies and gentlemen, don't do anything in terms of... Again, an operation till you try this out. Get rid of the bags, puffiness. Don't wait. Call now for Genucel, 800-543-9262.
From helping florists manage their first payroll to checking sales projections for logistics companies to showing garages how much they've been paid to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
So you're covered in sand up to your waist, thanks to the excessive digging of two very ambitious children, and you think, wait, did I lock my Impala back in the parking lot? And normally you'd just sit and stew about it. But you live in a time when an OnStar app lets you control your car from nearly anywhere in your world, like it's some extremely remote control car, which it kind of is. So you tap the icon that zaps a signal that says to your car, boop, here's a signal to flip the mechanism that locks the door that sends a signal back to your phone to say, yes, your car is now safely locked. And you gotta wonder about the guy walking by when it happens. He's like, wow. And you're like, wow. And if you slow your brain for just a nanosecond, you realize just how amazing modern technology really is. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Despite the availability of medications to treat advanced prostate cancer, the majority of men are not being cured of the disease, and new and better treatment options are still needed. The Affinity Clinical Trial is examining a new investigational drug used along with chemotherapy in men with advanced prostate cancer. The investigational medicine may help existing treatments more effectively fight the cancer. If you have advanced prostate cancer, talk with your doctor to see if a clinical trial might be right for you. To learn more about the Affinity Trial, visit prostatecancerstudy.com or call 877-STUDY-15 to speak with a clinical trial specialist. By participating in a clinical trial, you can help shape the future of cancer treatment. For more information on the Affinity Clinical Trial, visit prostatecancerstudy.com or call 877-STUDY-15. This report brought to you by Oncogenics Pharmaceuticals, Inc. I'm Paul Johnson.
No tensions here. Diversity rules. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, and Steve's in Live Oak, Florida, with an answer to my question about the history of the manufacturer of guns. Steve, hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Well, thanks. How about you? You doing well?
I'm doing pretty good. Weather's great.
Good. All right. So what can you add to the conversation?
When firecrackers and rockets that would explode high up in the air made their way from China to Europe, it only took a little bit of time when they realized that they could put a whole bunch of the gunpowder and make a bigger explosion. So what they figured out was that how could we launch something that was different than just a fun thing to watch in the air or a loud noisemaker? So they turned to the metallurgists of the time, specifically bell makers, for guys that made bells for churches and for city halls. And the first big guns were actually made by these guys. They're made of bronze and brass, so they would torch them off, and these things would blow up. So they had to solve the metallurgy.
So is what a cannon sort of sounds like. Cannons.
They looked like bells. They looked like enormous,
open,
thick, metal bells.
How'd you know this? How'd you know this?
I studied my history when I was in high school.
Really?
So did I, but I don't remember.
All right, thank you. Todd, another Floridian. Hi, Todd. Welcome to Good Day. What can you add to this?
Well, actually, he's correct on some, but actually the first mass-produced long guns actually issued to armies was issued by the Persians in the 12th century, and it was a matchlock.
But how did they figure it out? Who figured out that you could do that? That's what I'm kind of curious about.
The person that figured out how you could do that, was a European... Miller, like you said, he used to be a bell manufacturer. He used to make them out of brass and stuff.
Yeah.
But eventually they came to him and said the brass wasn't holding up. So he mixed iron and basically steel back then, which is the copper brass, together to make the first functional barrel. That was in 1270 A.D.
Wow. Now, how do you happen to know so much about this?
Well, I was in the military for 20 years, and I was an armor in the military, so it kind of fell into my, like, prerogative of learning about my weapons and stuff.
All right. Fascinating. Thank you, Todd. Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you. All right, well, here we go. More than you figured you were going to learn about guns this morning, but that's all right, because that's the way the conversation goes and flows here on Good Day, 51 after the hour.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics.
Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
The hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Shelley Palmer gets us into Tech Talk time today, talking about a study that found children who spend less time in front of screens are resting better. Really, it sounds like something that you heard from Doug Steffen over the years. Also, people who spend less time as youngsters in front of a screen are less likely to be obese and more likely to be obedient. That story and lots of other information coming up here as we jam-pack this portion of Tech Talk time on Good Day.
Your daughter just joined the band and needs an audience.
Mom, Dad, I'm ready now!
Immediately. Now is definitely not the time for a headache. That's why you want fast-acting Advil. It has fast-absorbing Advil Ion Core technology and goes to work in just minutes. Fast-acting Advil quickly relieves your toughest pain, so you don't miss a beat. Try fast-acting Advil. Find it in the white box. Your daughter just joined the band and needs an audience.
Mom, Dad, I'm ready now!
Immediately. Now is definitely not the time for a headache. That's why you want fast-acting Advil. It has fast-absorbing Advil Ion Core technology and goes to work in just minutes. Fast-acting Advil quickly relieves your toughest pain, so you don't miss a beat. Try fast-acting Advil. Find it in the white box.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, how much time do your kids spend staring at screens? After spending 7 months studying more than 1,300 fourth and fifth graders, a research team at Iowa State University found that children whose parents limit the amount of time they spend staring at electronic screens get more sleep, get better grades, and have fewer behavior problems, and are also at a lower risk of obesity. Because parents don't always enforce less screen time, the researchers say that parents don't always see the effects. That's made even tougher with the fact that the most noticeable effects of limiting screen time, like a child not gaining extra weight, are difficult to notice. The research team says the responsibility shouldn't rest solely on parents, however. Lead researcher Douglas Gentile hopes pediatricians will also begin to urge parents and kids to reduce screen time. With the average child in the U.S. spending 7 hours a day in front of some kind of screen, there's plenty of time to cut it back. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn all about it.
For Doug Steffens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
I commute from Schenectady to Manhattan. It's about a six-hour round trip, but it's cool. My family loves Schenectady, and I love books on tape. It's a lot of time to spend driving alone. On the other hand, Schenectady is really close to the highway, so...
Life is a long drive,
Make sure your car is along for the ride. Mobile Super Motor Oil is formulated to help prevent sludge and protect against wear. Mobile Super, for long engine life.
You may be used to indulging in chocolate bunnies and eggs this time of year, but one well-known chocolate maker is celebrating a different kind of bunny, one that's worth its weight in gold. And if you don't believe that, just ask Kelly Clarkson, Tom Brady, or Nick Lachey. Brian Osich has more on that story.
Some of your favorite celebrities have been busy putting their signatures to good use and to good cause. For the fifth year, premium Swiss chocolatier Lindt is raising awareness for autism with their Lindt Gold Bunny Celebrity Auction. TV personality and musical artist Nick Lachey.
I'm excited to launch this year's Lindt Gold Bunny Celebrity Auction, helping to raise funds and awareness for Autism Speaks, a cause close to my family and me. My brother Zach was diagnosed with autism as a child, and we're continuously inspired by his perseverance and strength.
Lachey has already signed a bunny of his own.
Some of today's biggest names have autographed a porcelain Lindt Gold Bunny figure. Fans can help give back this Easter by visiting LindtGoldBunnyAuction.com now through April 14th to bid on any one of them, including mine. 100% of the auction proceeds will be donated to Autism Speaks.
To help make the Easter season sweeter, Lindt is contributing 10 cents to Autism Speaks for every Lindt Gold Bunny purchased through Easter, up to $100,000. For more on the auction, visit LindtGoldBunnyAuction.com. That's Lifestyles from Lindt.
All right, let's try another bit of info on you. There's a pet owner alert for the upcoming months. Fleas and ticks predicted to start earlier this year. Jay Curtis says now is the time for you to act.
Sources like the Farmer's Almanac confirm 95% of the U.S. will have warmer than average temperatures this spring and summer. Veterinarian Dr. Bernadine Cruz says this could jumpstart flea and tick outbreaks ahead of schedule and find many households unprepared.
Once the temperatures start to rise, fleas and ticks start to become a problem. The best approach to a flea or tick infestation is to treat your pet, home, and yard proactively. Adams Flea and Tick Control products kill adult fleas and ticks, and many also contain the InfestStop ingredient to kill flea eggs and larvae, keeping them from becoming breeding adults.
The best course of action is to treat your pet, home, and yard before an infestation takes hold.
Infestations can become serious quickly. 10 adult female fleas can produce nearly 10,000 eggs in just 30 days. Pet owners can get ahead of the problem with solutions like Adams Spot On products with the award-winning Smart Shield applicator, award-winning flea and tick home spray, and easy-to-use shampoos, collars, sprays for dogs, puppies, cats, and kittens.
For more, visit AdamsPetCare.com. That's Newsbreak from Adams.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate to make more glutathione is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.